This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, I ran out of time to play this, but I want to get this in when we talk about, you know, the Tim Walz's of the world and others cheering on the possibility that Trump was dead. You tell me if this were in the other direction, what the coverage would be like. Now, the first part here is Tim Walz, but I mentioned that this went, you know, on the Colbert Show last night as well.
Look, I get it. You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime, just so you know, there will be news.
Donald Trump will never die. Forget it. He's like Dracula. He's going to keep sucking the life out of us forever.
The biggest story was frenzied social media rumors speculating whether Donald Trump had died. For the record, Donald Trump is very much alive, okay? And no.
Oh, yes.
We like our presidents alive.
So, you know, if Gutfeld had a studio audience, he's a great person to use as an analogy here because he eclipses the ratings of all those three bozos put together. But let's say that Kamala or, you know, Uncle Joe were in office and they had a room full of people cheering on the potential death of the president. I'm pretty sure CNN would be running nonstop coverage about that. The New York Times would put something on the front page of their website and the printed paper. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch, an idiot like Tony Messenger would write a column, or Aisha Sultan, one of the two bozos over there. But when Tim Walz says it, or the canceled, you know, Stephen Colbert, it's perfectly fine. No one's going to write about that in their media columns because it's cool. It's just about Trump, right?
Right.
That is unbelievable to me. It really is. And then there's, this is pretty hardcore. Did you see what happened with the Venezuelan drug ship?
Oh, no. Is that the footage I've been seeing? But,
yeah.
Of course, I can't hear anything in here.
The U.S. has deployed a bunch of Navy ships and troops near the Venezuelan waters, and then President Trump revealed, and they showed this video, that they killed 11 people on a boat in the Southern Caribbean that he said was transporting, you know, drugs from Venezuela. So here's what Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, said about it.
We knew exactly who was in that boat. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we knew exactly who they represented. And that was Tren de Aragua, a narco-terrorist organization designated by the United States trying to poison our country with illicit drugs. We're not going to allow this kind of activity. You're poisoning our people. We've got incredible assets, and they are gathering in the region. And so you want to try to traffic drugs? It's a new day. It's a different day. And so those 11 drug traffickers are no longer with us, sending a very clear signal that this is an activity the United States is not going to tolerate in our hemisphere.
I'd say it's a clear signal. There's no doubt about that. Here's the president.
What was found on that boat, and why were the men killed instead of taken?
On the boat, you had massive amounts of drugs. We have tapes of them speaking. It was massive amounts of drugs coming into our country to kill a lot of people. And everybody fully understands that. In fact, you see it. You see the bags of drugs all over the boat. And they hit, obviously, they won't be doing it again. And I think a lot of other people won't be doing it again when they watch that tape.
Chris Klemm is back with us this afternoon, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief. I have to ask you first and foremost about that. That's pretty hardcore, Chris Klemm. How are you on this Wednesday afternoon?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I saw that video right when it came out after the president was talking yesterday. And, you know, look, Trinidad Aragua is a designated foreign terrorist organization. You know, obviously you listen to some of the media saying, you know, you didn't take them into custody. Look, the drugs that they're transporting, whether that was meth, cocaine, or fentanyl or whatever, that's a slow death. If that would have been a terrorist planting an IED, we would have applauded an Apache taking it out. Instead, this was just a slow death of an organized terrorist organization that's been designated by this country, you know, running drugs that were destined for the United States, you know. President, you know, Trump, whether you love him or hate him, he does what he says he's going to do, and he's going to put an end to that. And that was a remarkable video, and shout out to our American military that took care of business.
Let me play one more soundbite here from the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio.
The United States has long, for many, many years, established intelligence that allow us to interdict and stop drug boats. And we did that. And it doesn't work. Interdiction doesn't work because these drug cartels, what they do is they know they're going to lose, you know, 2% of their cargo. They bake it into their economics. What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them. The President of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
Yeah, I can promise you, though, the coverage in the New York Times and elsewhere will be on the legality of the strike. What is Trump doing? Do you have to? You can even hear it, Chris, from the question, right? Do you have to kill people when you're trying to stop them, right?
Yeah, you know, that's why I said, look, they're a designated foreign terrorist organization, and we don't negotiate with terrorists. And so that's how the president has looked at that. And obviously acted on that. We heard Secretary Hegseth reference that, and then Secretary Rubio. I mean, think about it. Rubio's been a senator for, what, 13, 14 years? Now he's a Secretary of State. He knows this. He's worked directly as a U.S. senator with South America, Central America, and Mexico. He knows exactly what we're up against. He's from Florida, where we've had plenty of semi-submersibles and decades of drug running coming out of the Caribbean and the Gulf. So, you know, this is a long time coming. It's going to be uncomfortable for people that get uncomfortable when they have to see bad things happen to bad people. But it is absolutely necessary to the extent that we need to do this to protect America. I mean, we've seen the poisoning and the deaths and the destruction that narcotics, especially the narcotics that are tainted with harsh chemicals and pharmaceuticals like fentanyl that are poisoning people every day. And so, you know, they're sending a clear message. And, you know, it's great that they're, you know, highlighting this. I mean, we never want to see death, but we've got to deal with it, you know, when we're dealing with these circumstances. But we've secured that border from on the southwest border for, you know, so much of the traffic that it's the other stuff that's coming in the non-traditional ways or the the often underreported ways, like through shipping lanes and through, you know, shipping cargo and through these semi-submersible boats. So this is just the reality that now that we've cleared out the daily clutter of millions coming in under Biden, that now we can go after the targeted, you know, really bad operations that have really didn't get our attention over the last 4 to 10 years.
Chris, one of my favorite media moments from the past 2 weeks, and I think it was round about 2 weeks ago today, you had a reporter in Washington, D.C. from Channel 4 there. I don't know if that's the CBS affiliate or which affiliate. She's there doing a story. I think it was a separate story, but notices that there are ICE officers that are detaining a dude who's just screaming at the top of his lungs about just being, you know, someone who's following the rules. He's got a family. He's here legally. All these things. So this starts to go viral. People start retweeting it. There's, you know, even folks that appear like Jessica Tarlov on Fox on The Five. They point out that it's always the cruelty. The cruelty of this is just the point. Well, then it didn't take too long to figure out that the dude that they were taking down and arresting also had detention orders that were ignored, was sent out of the country three times. He returned and also, by the way, sexually molested someone under the age of 13 years old. So they were looking for another Maryland father moment, and he's been in the news the last couple of days, and they couldn't quite get there because the guy was charged with a felony involving a child under the age of 13 years old. They had to be so disappointed, Chris.
Yeah, you know, that's the shameful part of the mainstream media and how they have portrayed illegal immigration for decades, right? You know, it's always, you know, this poor person they were following. I mean, it's constant. You scroll on social media and it's always, oh, this mother has been here for 20 years. She was trying to do the right thing. Oh, find out that she's been convicted twice of felonies and lied on her application. Sorry, that's not a lawful citizen. That is an illegal alien that has committed more crimes by lying, you know, on their applications. Again, that is a federal charge for lying on an application. So, yeah, there's constantly these crying moments and, oh, my gosh, we're the cruelty. No, the cruelty is allowing this kind of stuff to go on for so long at the expense of the American taxpayer, at the expense of the American citizen's security. You know, that's the cruelty. You know, it gets old real quick when you hear the Tarlovs of the world looking for another Maryland man story, Maryland father story. Reality is the MS-13 smuggler. You know, it's really ridiculous. I got to tell you, I was traveling this past weekend. I won't say exactly where I met up with some agents, but it was in my former sector. I'll just say that, in Yuma sector. And they were the happiest they had been. I spent about 30 minutes talking to them. The morale for our Border Patrol agents and our federal law enforcement, they had just come back from an operations and with ICE, and they were just it's amazing that they're getting things done the way they are, and they're super stoked. So I told them I'd give them a shout-out because it was just happy. It's good to see smiles, yes, on the agents' faces going out there and doing their job, knowing that the president – this time has their back, unlike the president of the previous 4 years that was demonizing them. So, again, you're seeing morale at an all-time high. Lots of friends that are my age that are actually joining back up that still have a few years left of eligibility because they got an opportunity to come back and fight. I was like, you guys go knock yourself out. I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing here. But
I can't even imagine the difference in culture from last summer when you and I were talking about this and exposing all this Bill Malusion on the border, showing scenes and, you know, African nationals, Chinese nationals, men streaming across the border being completely ignored by the rest of the legacy media, and even the story of success here that, you know, they don't look for any kind of narrative that involves closing the border down and keeping millions of people from streaming over illegally. Well, they want to focus on, if you go to the LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, is the Home Depot that may have had some ICE officers there scaring the hell out of people, and that's the purpose of ICE. That's the narrative that you continue to see. There's nothing along the lines of what we're talking about, what you're talking about. I'd love to see a reporter from the LA Times talk to some of those agents and get their perspective. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice, but, you know, you and I would be we don't hold our breath for that. You know, all those operations, and again, you just have to find the fine print or listen to people that have credibility, including myself, because I'll talk to my friends that are still out there. When they go to the Home Depots, when they go to those worksite areas, they're going after a specific target or specific targets that have orders of removal, criminal aliens, and that, again, a lot of people are running, and we have the right. The law gives them the right to stop and question. This administration is telling agents, if you encounter somebody that has violated U.S. laws, arrest them, which is the opposite of what the last administration said. They said, if you don't find your target, you don't get to arrest other people, you know, and that's the difference is of upholding law and order. And ICE is such an incredible piece of the integrity and accountability process of our immigration system. We want to clean up legal immigration. We want to make it easier for those to come in here for the right reasons, or if Americans need this immigration for business and the economy and academia. But we cannot have that unchecked. We cannot have that in violation of our laws. And that's what ICE is for the interior. That's what the detention is for. That's the due process everybody is screaming about. It starts with an arrest and a detention. That's part of due process. And that's where we're going. And that's a good thing. We've done the basic stuff of securing the border to the extent we can in 7 or 8 months of this administration. And now we're moving through the interior enforcement and detention. I think we're going to get to a spot where we start working on the immigration solution, but it's always going to require arrest, detention, and consequences for the law violators. And I'm proud of this administration, proud to have been part of it on the front end, but even more proud to see people that I used to work with, you know, having fun, yeah, doing their job again.
Yeah, Chris Klem is here. He is a former Yuma Sector Border Patrol chief. But as you mentioned, you did 100 days as a special advisor to RFK Jr. at HHS before you kind of came back into the fold, because we missed you a little bit earlier this year. You were working on that, right?
Yeah. You know, and that's another whole other narrative there. This had to do with finding the missing kids and getting accountability in place and putting practices and policies to make sure that what we saw, which was, you know, basically the missing 300,000 children and people being put with unvetted sponsors going through horror. We put it into that in that first 100 days. We put practices and policies in place to actually vet the sponsors and hold sponsors to basic legal common sense requirements like proof of address, proof of income, proof of identity. We get to know who you are. We want to know all the adults in the household, and let's make sure that you do have family ties, because the stories of the opposite of that was unbelievable, right? And so that's a great thing. I'm very proud of that.
Explain that a little bit. Meaning, yeah. What do you mean by that?
You know, it was crazy. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of documented cases of fraud, right, where there was missing information, wrong information, counterfeit Social Security numbers put in applications that were never followed up on by the last administration. So we were letting an unaccompanied child go into the custody or the sponsorship of an adult that we didn't properly vet. Come to find out, there's a couple cases on top of mine where that claimed brother was actually raping this person and impregnated her, or exposed them to MS-13 gang members, right, and overdosing. I mean, this is the stuff that was going on because of a failure by the last administration, by putting speed and process over accountability and responsibility for children. I'm glad to say that we pumped the brakes quickly on that. And that was a highlight of this administration so far.
Hey, Chris, one of the things I don't think I ever asked you, and I meant to do this last time, because I'm a little uneasy about this, but I want your perspective on the way that the ICE agents are masked during some of these incidents where they're taking people into custody. I mean, I'm a little queasy about the masking thing. Now, I understand you're trying to protect people who are getting doxxed and all that stuff, but what would you say about that?
Yeah, it's kind of a case by case basis. You know, I never wore a mask, and I served warrants, and I was always in uniform. I very rarely did plain clothes operations. So I've kind of look at it as, there are certain circumstances when you're going after or going into an area where you have a high ranking cartel member, or you're going to be met with confrontation, that you've got to protect your identity and protect the identity of your family and loved ones, because everybody's got a phone. There's a camera out there and they're doxing. So I do respect that and appreciate that. That is not something that is really uncommon. It's just that the what is common is cameras are everywhere now, so you're seeing more of it. I agree that just basic vehicle stops and public encounters probably shouldn't be masked up, because that does, kind of play into that narrative. But if you're serving a high-risk warrant and you've got all your identification on there and you need to protect your identity, that's okay. But I think that there's a lot of images out there. It looks like it's a little over the top. But I get it, right? It's about officer safety at the end of the day. And look, for people that say they're being the language is crazy, right? Oh, they're disappearing and kidnapping. every agent and officer is accounted for in those operations. So if someone's got a complaint of whatever, they can track them down. They're going to know everybody that's there. So
I got it.
Individuals, officer safety is what's most important to me.
Chris Klemm, you're awesome. Thank you so much for contributing this afternoon. I hope you're well.
Appreciate it. Always a pleasure being on. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, we got a roundtable set for Friday already. It's going to come up on us quickly because of the holiday. We'll have Jane Duker on the panel, Ed Rohde on her side, and the mayor of Eureka, Sean Flower, will be here. Brian Kilmeade on Friday night. He doesn't often do Fridays, but I think we had him last Friday as well. It just became a little bit easier with his schedule. I worked with somebody, this is going to sound terribly insensitive, but I'm just going to tell it the way that I feel. Back in Milwaukee, I worked with someone in the newsroom, and Sue, I don't know if you remember this story. I'd have to even look it up to remember all the details. But do you remember when Oprah Winfrey said something about cattle producers and there was like a big trial and a big lawsuit?
Huh, no.
So she talked about mad cow disease on an episode that aired in 1996, and then the cattle industry filed suit against her in 1998, and it's interesting that you don't remember, and I don't really remember exactly what happened in the end, but I bring it up because when you know, I was working in the WTMJ newsroom at the time in Milwaukee, and as a news person, and this is what happens with everyone who's an editor or a news anchor or a reporter, you have to kind of prioritize the stories that you think that the audience will want to hear
yes.
or that you might be interested in. Obviously, in newsrooms all across America, that's usually anything that involves the big bad orange man, they go with it. But my friend John, who I worked with, who's now a state senator, John Jagler, in Wisconsin, when a story would come up and we'd say, are we going to cover this? He'd say, he gave it a label of Oprah beef. And what he meant by that is, I don't care. I don't even care about this story. Now, this is where it might get a little insensitive, because for me, and some of you might have noticed this, the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, it's hard to say I don't want to care about it, because I know that there are victims and victims of sexual assault here. So it's a little different than saying something about the cattle industry and being dragged into court. Yes. On the other hand, this is used as a tool, and it's been used as a tool for months and months. And it's not, you know, Democrats. The Democrats are kind of sitting there saying, oh, Trump's afraid to face the reality of the Epstein files. I know that he had, I don't know if it was a friendship, but he certainly had a relationship, as did many, many people with disgusting Jeffrey Epstein, who was removed from the planet when he was killed in prison. But obviously, you have all this focus on the Epstein files, right? And people want people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was up on Capitol Hill today. They want everything released.
Every single person that enabled it. The shame falls on every single person that took money to continue it. And the shame falls on the people in power over the past several decades that protected the monster, Jeffrey Epstein, and his cabal that continued a nightmare. Those people deserve the shame. And today, we are coming forward and we are going to fight like hell for these women, because we have to fight like hell for those that are enduring sexual abuse and are living in a prison of shame. Anyone that is being abused, it is not your fault. You should live with no guilt or fear or shame. All of the fault belongs to the evil people that do these things to the innocent.
So there is an interesting dynamic here with the media, because all it takes, and I don't know if I'm going to have time to get into this stuff. I have this great column from Mark Judge, who was a friend of Brett Kavanaugh when they went to high school together. And Mark Judge kind of got dragged into all these allegations about Kavanaugh when the hearings took place from Christine Blasey Ford. But, you know, in this situation, I guess the reason I use the Oprah analogy is because I just have a hard time getting worked up about the release of the Epstein files or the connection to Trump or any of this stuff. President Trump calls it a hoax. Now, I don't think it was a hoax, because some of this stuff did happen, but I think he's specifically talking about the connection that he has to it.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more. And nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax, because they're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president. I understand that we were subpoenaed to give files, and I understand we've given thousands of pages of files. And I know that no matter what you do, it's going to keep going. And I think it's, I think it's enough.
Yeah, so his position as president is like, look, no matter what we do, it's never, ever going to be enough for a lot of these people. The problem is he's calling it a Democrat hoax when it's really kind of Republicans right now leading the way, like Tom Massey of Kentucky. And I hate this guy. I don't like Tom Massey because he's on the fringes of everything, but he was out there today.
I think it's shameful that this has been called a hoax. Hopefully today we can clear that up. This is not a hoax. This is real. There are real survivors. There are real victims to this criminal enterprise. And the perpetrators are being protected because they're rich and powerful and political donors to the establishment here in Washington, D.C.
So they want all the names. And Marjorie Taylor Greene says, give me the names and I'll go out there and I'll read them all.
These are some of the richest, most powerful people in the world that could sue these women into poverty and homelessness. Yeah. It's a scary thing to name names, but I will tell you, I'm not afraid to name names. And so if they want to give me a list, I will walk in that Capitol on the House floor and I'll say every damn name that abused these women.
I wish at this point, I don't know if they've released everything. I don't know what else needs to be released. I wish it would get released just so we can put an end to some of this and see who the guilty perpetrators are. They had some of the victims at that news conference today as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
So I just got a text from my wife. We were invited to go to the Cardinals game on Friday night to sit in a suite by a client of my wife's. And my response was, slight problem, the Chiefs play Friday night. But she's saying the game will be in on the suite or on the suite.
Oh, yeah, you know it will.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Enjoy the food.
I'm ready for the NFL. I'm just telling you. Tonight is the last night that I don't have to worry about how I will entertain myself for a while, because there's football on tomorrow night. There's football on Friday night. There's college football on Saturday. There's NFL on Sunday. There's NFL on Sunday night. There's NFL on Monday night. I know, Sue, you're just as excited as I am, right?
I do kind of like
but,
it.
But, I mean, I live for football, and I'm so glad that it's back. I'm a little surprised that we're already into the first week of September, but that's where we are. Hey, Jay Peter Zane is back with us. He is one of the editors and reporters at Real Clear Investigations. I love him as a political pundit. Back with us on this Wednesday night. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great. I still have my Yankees to root for, so I haven't completely switched to football mode yet.
Well, and that's part of the problem. You know, what you're illustrating here is part of the problem, because I am a huge baseball fan, and Fred and I, you know, we've followed the Cardinals. The Cardinals maybe exceeded expectations earlier in the season. Unfortunately, right. The Yankees came to town and dismissed us pretty easily a couple weeks ago. But I'm just done with baseball, just because the Cardinals have kind of been a lost proposition for maybe the next few years. So I'm very excited about football.
Well, that's the funny thing about baseball is it's hard to just watch games where your team isn't playing, whereas football, you can watch anybody.
Yep.
I'll go watch.
That's a great point. It really is, especially if the game is compelling and it's close. So that's really an excellent point. Okay, we don't know each other personally, but you've been a guest on my show for many, many years. I like your material. I read it. Is it my imagination, or is Peter Zane drifting a little further away from some of the support of the things happening in this administration?
No, I think what happened in my last piece, and actually I sort of began articulating this idea in the previous one we talked about, is one of my main beefs with liberals and the left for the last 10 years has been that they're unprincipled, and that is that they want a result, and whatever they need to do to get the result is acceptable. And my concern with Donald Trump is that, you know, with these efforts to go after John Bolton and Lisa Cook and, you know, to a lesser extent, Brennan, but that, you know, at some point, conservatives are supporting him simply because they want a result that gets people they don't like, as opposed to saying, is this good for the country?
Yeah, and I understand that. You know, a real life example of that in a different way would be this redistricting stuff, because while it's getting a lot of attention in Texas, we're doing or attempting to do the same thing here. We had a special session that was, you know, called by our governor, Mike Kehoe. There are lawmakers there right now. They're dealing with a couple of different issues, but one of them is redrawing the maps just a couple years after we did this after the census. And as someone who does try to, you know, stand on principle and tries to be consistent, because my gauge is always, well, would I be pissed off about this if the Democrats were doing the same thing? And the answer is, yes, I would be. The difficulty in that particular question is that I look at that and I say, and this is where, you know, I even have to dig deep within my own principles. I say, okay, well, I do have a problem with it, and I did have a problem with it when the Democrats did it, but look what they've done, and they've taken advantage of their power, and we just sit here and we never do that, and that's why we have to do it. So you kind of rationalize this stuff in your head to a certain extent.
I completely agree. I think that the gerrymandering thing is an even better example of how, to some extent, the extremes of both parties have sort of completely, they're dominating the landscape. And so the choices that we're faced with are sort of extreme responding to extreme. Anybody just taking a step back says, this is totally not right that Massachusetts doesn't have a single Republican.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Texas is going to have, you know, four Democrats. And, you know, obviously redistricting is a lot more difficult when you get into the maps with actually creating non-gerrymandered districts, meaning that they're cohesive. Some parties, I think the Republicans in particular, have a natural advantage because of their dominance of rural and ex-urban areas. So, but we can just see it's not fair. But what happens is, you know, we're letting extremes on both sides, and I don't know what to do about it, you know, dominate the discussion. So this becomes our choice. And when that's your choice, then you say, well, the heck with them, because I don't want them taking advantage. I mean, and you think about this, raise one other thing, and we're very lucky here, but, you know, what would we be doing if the Republicans said, we're going to pack the Supreme Court and we're going to get rid of the filibuster?
Yeah, because that's what the Democrats are going to do. And I've been opposed to both of those things. And, you know, it's again where you have some conflict. Look, I would like to be very consistent on that, but you already have people out there saying, look, if the Democrats take control, if they get the trifecta in 2028, they're going to try that, right?
Yeah, no. But, you know, so we can say, I don't want to live in a country, or I can't imagine what America would be like if we didn't have the filibuster, okay? So I'm glad that the Republicans haven't done that. On the other hand, I have every expectation that the Democrats would, if, like you said, if they have the trifecta. So it's sort of just a checkup call of, you know, being aware of where our rotten politics is leading us, the choices that it's making, presenting to good people. And all I was trying to do in that column is, let's just make sure to take a step back and go, this is messed up. I don't know how to get out of it, but
yeah,
it's messed up.
And I try, look, I try to do that. I do that internally. I do it sometimes right on the air. And it becomes very, very difficult to stay, you know, consistent, because a lot of this really I would put on the media, because what happens with some of these issues is I get so angry about the, you know, the way that the media covered certain stories. I mean, I was talking about immigration today. Think about the way that that was covered up, or Biden. So you use right that as sort of a default excuse to say, look, I'm pissed off about that, so I'm going to let some of this other stuff go because of the way that the legacy media didn't even touch this with Biden or Kamala.
100%. And I mean, I hate to say it because we're in the media, but they are really the driver of so much of this. You know, they're so rotten. And the other thing is, you know, and this is where, again, gets very tricky. I think you and I are pretty realistic, from what I can gather from hearing you, about what's going on. But, you know, the truth is that if you ask Democrats, they would tell you everything we did was righteous. You know, Trump was a threat. We were trying to protect the Republic. So, and I know they're wrong and they're full of it, but, you know, that's one of the complications in life, is that reality is sort of what we agree reality is, as opposed to it being an objective truth for most things, you know? It's not a scientific fact, and there's always the possibility that we're convincing ourselves of something that isn't quite right.
Well, right, and that's why good journalism is important, and there's not enough of it out there. But then there's let me offer this as an example, because I played this soundbite earlier. I didn't air it yesterday. This to me is just stunning, because I think there's objectivity and subjectivity, and then there's just reality, as you were indicating. So here's Jen Psaki. After President Trump does event after event, he's on camera. Every time I looked at the damn television last week, I see him on answering questions with people during different parts of the day. And then Jen Psaki goes on MSNBC and says this.
Look, we may never know why Donald Trump suddenly spent a week hiding entirely from the American public, but you don't actually need baseless online conspiracies to explain why he might not want to show his face in public right now. I mean, for starters, there's the polling, and boy, is it brutal.
Okay, I can let her go on with her BS, but I'm not going to, because it's all BS. But for her to sit there and act, and her audience believes this, right? And Colbert's audience, they believe these things. Trump was missing for... He went quiet for, what, 2 days over a holiday weekend after he did nonstop. He did more questions and answers with the media last week than Joe Biden. I don't think this is...
A cabinet meeting.
Yeah, exactly. He's had seven of those, and Joe Biden had how many in his whole administration? But that doesn't matter, because, again, orange man bad. So that's why I get all worked over this stuff, because she can go on and say something that's not even close to being the truth. I mean, they want to call out lies and things that Trump says and things that I say, and she goes on and says something like that. That has nothing to do with objectivity. That has something to do with Jen Psaki completely lying about the situation.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess, you know, it just always gets back to, you know, are you going to be the bigger person and the better person? But if you are, then especially with these folks, then you're giving them some advantage. You're rewarding them in some ways. But, you know, you also are not being the bigger person and the better person.
Well, you got to keep them honest.
I mean, I'll say one other thing about the left is, if you remember George Kennan, and I think it was 1949 when he wrote this famous X memo about containment, and well, we got to contain the Soviet Union. But the point he made about the left, communists, but the left in general, is they don't believe you deserve the truth. So they're the people like Jen Psaki who have such contempt for everyday Americans that they think they don't deserve the truth. They deserve to be told what will allow me to achieve power and whatever else I want.
That's exactly right.
And the problem is that a bunch of these knuckleheads who watch, these brain-dead people who watch her, you know, believe it. I honestly think, so I think that there's a extreme group up top who lie and do these things to get power. I think they control the Democratic Party, and I think that there's just a bunch of people who think they're smart, and they're actually pretty stupid because they listen to this stuff, and they believe it when it flies in the face, and that's what makes it especially hard for the rest of us, because their lies are so bad.
Yeah, and look, and that's why I get angry, because, look, Fox isn't perfect, and I've seen some spin on Fox that I might not appreciate, but they always want to go to the Fox viewer or Fox News when I would put their news coverage up against CNN or MSNBC and the accuracy of some of this stuff any day of the week. Peter Zane, always great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, running a little short on time, so let's get right to it here.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, let me do a couple here, because Jason Smith will be with us tomorrow. He's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He helped shepherd the big, beautiful bill through Congress, get it to the Senate, get it passed. The president signed it, but they're not going to call it that anymore, Sue. They come up with a new name. This is Congressman Rich Hudson, who was told this morning by the White House that we're going to do something a little different.
The name, One Big Beautiful Bill, to help get it passed, and now to try to explain to the American people, he's suggesting we call it the Working Families Tax Cut.
So you guys will also tell members to, when they're holding town halls and things like that, to refer to it in that way.
Well, that's what the White House told us this morning.
I can understand why they're doing that from a marketing perspective, but we'll circle back on that. We'll ask Jason about it tomorrow. So you have people in Chicago, including the former mayor, Lori Lightfoot, who could be the only person more embarrassing than the current mayor, Brandon Johnson, talking about crime and what Trump wants to do in Chicago by bringing in the National Guard and to help people not be killed in her city.
This is not about violent crime, and I don't think we should pretend that this manufactured crisis and his attempt to provoke people in Chicago is legitimate exercise of power. It is not. We also know there are red cities in red states that have higher per capita rates of gun violence and other violent crime that we're not hearing coming out of the president's mouth as a places where he really wants to go.
Yeah, that's because there are no red cities. They're all blue cities. There may be red states like Missouri, but there are blue cities. And tell this guy who owns a bar in Chicago that crime is down.
Yeah, we've had a lot of gun violence. We've had guys with AK-47 shooting right outside the pub. We've had the pub robbed. My wife and myself have been shot at. Both my vehicles have gun holes in them. The bar was robbed at gunpoint with three armed assailants come in, robbed the customers, robbed our the bar. We've had gangbangers crash into the building. We've had the bar robbed. My staff have been assaulted. I've been assaulted. We've been mugged three times. It's just never ending.
Yeah, sounds super, super safe. Have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow at 3.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.